And welcome to Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, Joe Brooks, the Executive Director of the Vets Multi-Service Center. Welcome back, Joe. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
You know, so many people go into the service, so many young men and women, they enter the service, they have a great experience. They leave with a career, an education. They go on and build a wonderful post-military service life. But so many, unfortunately, there are those who leave, as you say, they're broken by their service. And that's where you step in.
Yeah. So, Laura, you're right. So many, the overall majority of the veterans experience post-departure, the moment they receive their DD-214, the document that releases them from service, are living great lives. However, a sizable percentage of our veterans fall through society's safety nets, whether that's the VA, Department of Labor, Department of Housing, and it's incumbent upon nonprofits like Veterans Multi-Service Center to take care of the most disadvantaged and disenfranchised of our veteran population.
That's interesting when you say that they fall through. They don't realize that help is there, and you're there to be the navigator, the captain, to lead the charge to get them through this.
Yeah. One of the life transformational benefits we offer our veterans is, in fact, that navigating them through the bureaucracy of the Veterans Administration. Now, Laura, I know from firsthand experience from a number of nonprofits that I worked with in the military and veteran space, that the VA has vastly improved their programs and services for our veterans. That being said, it's still a process. And like most of your listeners, you and I access our benefits or our pension via technology, whether it's our cell phones or our laptops. Well, how do you do that when you're a homeless veteran? How do you do that when you're couch surfing? How do you do that when you're living in a car? You can't. And a lot of times the system is set up to prevent that veteran from maximizing the benefits they earn through their service. So what VMC does, and in particular our veteran service officers, is they navigate that for the veteran. They become the advocate for the veteran. And we're on course this year, Laura, to unlock $1,200,000 worth of benefits that homeless and formerly homeless veterans were entitled to, but weren't able to access. So yeah, what we are is we're looking after that veteran when they looked after us during their time of service.
Before we get into your programming, let's talk a little bit about the footprint and the history of the VMC, the Veterans Multi-Service Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so VMC is a 42-year-old nonprofit founded by a group of Vietnam veterans from the Kensington section of Philadelphia. They returned to America and found both the VA and other government agencies, and frankly, their fellow American citizens wanting. It was not a welcoming environment for our veterans, and the government systems that were in place, frankly, didn't have the programs and services that those veterans needed. So in that authentic stick-to-itiveness of Philadelphians, they got to work on taking care of the problem themselves. So over the past 42 years, VMC's mission has grown beyond the needs of those Vietnam-era veterans to our post-9/11 cohort and their myriad of challenges they faced post-service in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kuwait. But what was 40 years ago a Philadelphia-based nonprofit is now a nonprofit that spans three states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, and operates out of nine separate offices. So roughly Penn State to the northwest, down to the Jersey Shore, from Harrisburg in the southwest through to Trenton. VMC covers all of that space now, taking care of all of our veterans, their spouses, and dependents.
I remember when it was the greater Philadelphia.
And yeah. Well, you know what? You know what drove that growth, Laura, is need. We stepped into a space where those veterans at or below the poverty line weren't getting the programs and services that VMC offers in the space of those veterans fighting homelessness, or those veterans fighting food insecurity, or those veterans finding themselves unqualified or underqualified for employment. And VMC is the nonprofit that unlocked that. But in short, VMC went where the need was. And that's what triggered our growth throughout Pennsylvania, Southern New Jersey, and the entire state of Delaware.
You keep alluding to homelessness and food insecurity and things like that. But the reason that these are the issues, this is just the face of it. There is trauma, there is addiction, there are so many underlying issues with these men and women, and we are going to talk about the women too. So your programming, how do you start? How do you even begin when someone sits down and you know that they don't have solid shelter and they are food insecure? How do you get into why they are in this position?
Well, Laura, the tip of the spear for VMC has always been outreach, going to where our in-need veterans are. So that's literal street outreach, whether that is navigating what the pejorative term is Kensington Beach, the epicenter of the opioid crisis in America here in Philadelphia, to going to homeless shelters, to running events, stand down events like we did most recently in Vineland, New Jersey, where we're trying to get to those at-risk veterans. And once we've identified them, start the dialogue that leads to what is the issue or issues, and then connecting that veteran with the programs and services that can best meet those needs. So it all starts with VMC going to where our audience is, wherever that may be, and bringing our story to them. And it's a story of a bridge to housing, a bridge to food, a bridge to a job, and a bridge for that veteran to be able to become self-sustaining and get on that right track.
These are people who have hit absolute rock bottom. But when you say at risk, you work with vets that maybe have not reached that point yet or aren't going to. You're there for any vet who does leave the service and maybe they've gotten lost in the system or they don't even feel like they are part of the system. You work with getting them reengaged with the benefits and with this family of support that's there for all.
Yeah, the key, Laura, there is building trust with that veterans, with our veterans. 40% of our workforce have served the nation, and there's a connectivity there with the veteran helping the veteran that smooths that process, smooths that transition, that helps build that trust. But that trust has also been built over 40 years of service. The veteran knows that VMC is a trusted friend and an honest broker and someone that is conscientiously fighting 24 hours a day for them. I believe the veteran and the number of folks that have been enrolled in our programs and services bear this out. VMC is a trusted partner, and they know it.
And it is a partner, again, to all. And so many of your clients, they come in and they have lost everything. They're no longer connected to family. They don't have possessions. They don't have their own paperwork anymore. And some don't even believe that they qualify for help from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that first touch is so important. Once trust has been established, we can then ask the key questions about getting them to where they need to be. You know, if it's food insecurity, we're going to get them fed that day, Laura. When we're on course to provide 175,000 meals this year to homeless veterans. So we know that food insecurity is very real. If I get to work, especially early here in Philadelphia County, There's at least 100 veterans lined up every day for that first meal, that first free meal that they're going to get. And that occurs at all of our 8 locations across the 3 states. So they know they're going to get that meal. When it comes to housing, listen, if a veteran comes to us at 8 o'clock in the morning, by noon, we will have them housed. Within 4 hours of that touch point, we're going to get them housed. And this year, we've had about 550 permanent housing placements. We're able to secure the funding and the relationships to make sure that that veteran is permanently housed. And that all comes within that first touch point. And about those benefits, that's crucial. That's absolutely crucial. These warriors serve this nation and are entitled to the full range of benefits that they were promised when they took that oath of service, okay? Sometimes they're not aware of those benefits. We educate them, okay? We get into the minutia of where did you serve? If you were in Vietnam, what region were you in Vietnam? And we're able to find for them specific, unique benefits down to the unit they were assigned to in whatever region. And this goes with Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kuwait. There are certain service benefits that they were entitled to and they never knew that they were entitled to them. And then VMC goes out and makes sure they get that.
Amazing. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and Joe Brooks, the Executive Director for the Veterans Multi-Service Center, is our guest today. If you would like to find out more information about this, go to vmcenter.org. That's vmcenter.org. You'll learn where to find the closest branch, the closest office for you, and what services are offered and how to get in touch and also how to become a part of their work. When you house someone, but maybe they are broken, and being able to stay in that housing, be able to provide for themselves and move on. Maybe it is, again, issues of alcoholism, drug addiction. Maybe it is mental health, a mental health situation. You've got to treat them from the top down to their toes. And that even includes looking for those medical benefits for them, making sure they get themselves healthy. And talk about Edison House. And then I do want to talk about the women vets.
Yeah. So, Laura, what differentiates Veterans Multi-Service Center from a whole host of veteran service organizations is that not only do we deal with those crisis needs of, do I have a roof over my head? Is my belly full? How am I providing for myself and my family? The key is to provide all of the supportive services required in that journey to healing. And yeah, you mentioned it. That means, are they connected to the appropriate mental health benefits and mental health programs that are needed? Whether that is dealing with alcoholism or other addictions. You know, this year VMC has provided direct treatment or connectivity to in-treatment facilities for those veterans battling opioid addiction to the tune of 700 veterans. That's happened this year. The VMC was that connectivity to that veteran battling the throes of opioid addiction. We literally delivered treatment directly or got them in program to a facility that we're partnering with. And that's the key. VMC treats the entirety of the problem. We don't just treat the symptoms. We get to the root cause of what's problematic for our veterans. You know, about a year and a half ago, we cut the ribbon on a 66-unit Veterans Preference low-income housing development in North Philadelphia, located at 7th and Somerset. It was the former home of Edison High School. And Edison High School holds a horrific distinction. It is, it suffered the largest loss of life, combat casualties of any high school in the United States of America during the Vietnam War. Think about that. A war which cost tens of thousands of lives of American young men. Philadelphia, Edison High School holds that distinction of 66 young men who left the halls of that high school, went to Southeast Asia, and never came home. What VMC was able to do was purchase that building from the school district of Philadelphia, renovate it and rehab it to 66 units of affordable housing for veterans. But again, what makes that unique among any other of our peer nonprofits is within that building, you have access to all of the supportive services you need, whether it's treatment and counseling, whether it's job training. Heck, we even take our veterans that live there, provide free transportation to their VA appointments, wherever the VA appointment may be. In just a year, we've traveled 26,000 miles transporting veterans to their VA appointments. I repeat, 26,000 miles. That's what VMC is doing on a daily basis, whether it's from Edison or some of our other housing options or from our location here in Philadelphia. We make sure our veterans, those most at risk of veterans, get to their VA appointments.
Well, now Edison is for men, and we're getting to a point where soon 20% of our veterans are going to be women, and they do present a truly different set of issues. And you're programming, you're developing program, you've had programming, but you're working on new initiatives too for those women.
Yeah, Laura, as I said at the outset, well, VMC was founded by a group of Vietnam veterans to deal with the needs of those veterans when they returned from Southeast Asia. VMC has expanded its programming. And we saw several years ago that our women veterans weren't being served in the fashion that they needed to be served. And there was massive gaps in how services are provided to our women veterans as compared to their male counterparts. And VMC felt the need, that the need was there, and that we were uniquely equipped to embark on that mission of service expansion. Because the way VMC sees itself is we take care of marginalized veteran populations. And that may have started with homeless veterans, but it has since grown and continues to grow. And we see women veterans as being a disenfranchised, a marginalized, but a growing segment of our veteran population. You alluded to it in the preamble. We're on the cusp of 20% of all of our veterans are women. And folks, we're failing them. The overall majority of the women veterans we see at Veterans Multi-Service Center are victims of military sexual trauma. And there's unique challenges presented for our women veterans. And I'll just give you a quick snapshot in some of the ways that we're trying to meet those needs. We're looking at the actual physical infrastructure of all of our buildings in creating separate women veteran entrances where our women veterans can speak to female counterparts. They don't have to interact with men. Think about the process of a woman veteran who may have experienced military sexual trauma, and then they've got to come in and talk to a male and tell them about their journey and how they got to this point. The system is set up in many, many ways to discourage women veterans from accessing programs and services. So some of the things VMC is doing is literally looking at infrastructure and rerouting and recreating our buildings so that the women veteran have a women on women experience when it comes to delivery of programs and services. We're hiring women veterans to act as VSOs for them, okay? To be able to navigate the VA for them. so they don't have to interact with male counterparts on a daily basis. Okay. And we're investing this not just in Philadelphia County. You know, our programmatic goal is by 2025, every one of VMC's offices will have a woman veteran service officer, will have a safe space within those buildings, women-centric pantries to deal with their unique needs. But the thing that we're doing with it is we're investing in talking to our women veterans, okay? We're in an aggressive survey posture right now, just trying to accumulate as much data as possible so that we can deliver the programs and services that they need and not making an assumption on what they may need. We think it's going to be our most important mission going forward, and we want to be the best at it, Laura.
What about getting them back into their personal relationships, getting them reunited with family or the families that are living with a broken warrior? Do you help them too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important for folks to dispel the picture they may have in their head of what a homeless veteran may look like. Every time I enter the office, you know, whether the office is here in Center City, Philadelphia, our location in Wilmington, Delaware, or Vineland, New Jersey, or Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I'm seeing families in our intake space. I'm seeing mothers and their children. I'm seeing spouses and their young children trying to find a home. So I think it's important for your listeners to dispel what that mental image they may have of the homeless veteran in their head. Yes, there are those that are panhandling on the street with the sign asking for money, but the problem is much bigger than that, and it's not what they think it may be. But I would also say that what VMC's programs and services are doing by helping to transform that veteran or heal that veteran by providing them a job, by providing them access to the healthcare and the treatment they need, we're assisting that veteran with reconnecting with family members and relationships that may have suffered due to that veteran's battle with addiction, that veteran's experience with the criminal justice system. If we're able to heal that veteran, we believe we're putting that warrior in a better position to connect with her family, his family, and relationships that they may have broken themselves as part of their cycle of bad choices.
You have family members reaching out on behalf of vets, too. I know that especially vets that have become separated from their papers. Maybe they are old. Maybe they are now sick, ill. They've been injured and they're trying to connect with VA benefits. It might not be someone who has experienced homelessness or mental health issues, but they've reached that point where they need support and it's sitting there and they weren't taking advantage of it.
Yeah, we routinely receive requests. Heck, I answer the phone on occasion and it's colleagues and friends reaching out to me saying, Joe, mom and dad served from X period to Y period. And, you know, we don't know if we're entitled to a particular benefit. Can you help? And the answer is always yes. Laura, VMC is a nonprofit that prides itself on compassion. Well, we may have a particular focus on that veteran at or near the poverty line. We're going to help whatever veteran may contact us. And at the end of the day, it could be something as simple as helping that veteran access their DD-214. That's the holy grail document for every veteran. The DD-214 is the document that every warrior receives when they separate from the military. It's basically their proof of service that details their military journey, when they took the oath of service and when they separated and everything happened in between. That document is key to the veteran being able to access all of the programs and services, and there's a ton of them that they can and should avail themselves to with the VA. But unfortunately, you know, COVID, the impact of COVID is still a part of our lives. And the VA is so backlogged from trying to retrieve DD-214s for veterans from that 2.5 year period of COVID, that it's taken time to make that happen. But VMC has that secret sauce where we've been able to expedite things for veterans, expedite access to that DD-214. Because once the veteran has the DD-214, whether that veteran is doing the work for themselves or VMC is doing it for them, that's the key that unlocks all of their VA benefits.
How do we get involved? And I'm also asking because you do allude to job services. Do you have to have partnerships throughout the area for education and for employment? How does the community follow through on your mission?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the, I'm going to get to that, but let's talk about the employment, where VMC is within that space. 91% of every veteran that comes to us, we're job placing. 91% with an average hourly rate of $17 an hour. Okay. That means we're putting the veteran in the position where they can now take care of themselves. We're putting the power back into their hands. Okay. It's one thing if VMC gave you a meal. That's wonderful. It's one thing if VMC gave you a place to rest for the night. That is wonderful. But what we're doing is providing the tools to that veteran to provide for themselves, their spouses, and their dependents. But you're right, we need partnerships across all of our mission execution platforms to tackle homelessness, hunger, and unemployment. So corporations looking to attract veteran talent, contact Veterans Multi-Service Center. Food pantries or food providers looking to provide resources. As I stated earlier, we provide 175,000 meals annually. It costs VMC $500,000 every year to buy foodstuffs to feed our veterans. In short, we need time, talent, and treasure from supporters to help us take care of a forgotten group of veterans, those veterans that served, sacrificed for us to put us in a position that we're thriving. It's incumbent upon us now to give back to those folks whose service to this nation broke them.
What about as an individual? What can an individual do? Now, of course, our own Beasley's own John DiBella at WMGK hosts his annual radiothon. It will be coming up very soon. But that's an easy way to support your efforts. You pick up the phone, call in, maybe bid on an auction item, and you donate money, and money is just gold for you. But what can we do throughout the year, and how else can we get involved?
Well, you know, as a nonprofit, Veterans Multi-Service Center is reliant on donations, donations that make it possible for us to execute our mission. I mentioned the fact that we provide about 175,000 meals annually for veterans throughout Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. That costs a lot of money, Laura. It costs us about $500,000 a year to feed our veterans. So donations at the end of the day are key, and that can happen very easily by visiting our website. A secure donation is possible by visiting vmcenter.org. So for the individual, what I would say to you is donate to VMC, whether it's you're doing on your own or participating in Radiothon. The other way to do it is volunteerism. You know, we're always looking for volunteers at any of our 8 offices in the 3 states. And an opportunity to do that is, again, at our website, vmcenter.org. It's a simple thing. It's our call to action. Get involved. And getting involved is donating and volunteering. And that's the best way to help our veterans. But, Laura, the key is to get involved. No longer is thank you for your service good enough. Okay? They're just words. We got to put words into action, and supporting VMC is a way to put those words into action.
Can't say it any better than that. Your time, your treasure, your talents, and you go to vmcenter.org. That's vmcenter.org to learn more about the programming and how you can get involved with a Veterans Multi-Service Center. Joe, thank you for being on today.
Thank you, Laura.
My guest today, Joe Brooks, Executive Director of the Veterans Multi-Service Center. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Philadelphia Focus.